This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said on Saturday that military operations in the restive region of Tigray are complete and federal troops now control the regional capital. That's a major development in a month of violence between the rebel Tigray People's Liberation Front and Abiy's government troops. Abiy's government has been trying to quell the rebellion by the powerful ethnic faction that dominated the central government for decades until he came to power in 2018. Thousands of people are believed to have been killed, and nearly 44,000 have fled to Sudan in a conflict that has called into question whether Abiy can hold together fractious ethnic groups in Ethiopia, Africa's second most populous country. Meantime, the leader of Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, said his group is not giving up. He told Reuters news agency, "This is about defending our right to self-determination." Abiy said federal police will continue searching for and detaining TPLF criminals, and criminal, and would bring them to court. He called the offensive a, quote, law and order operation. It wasn't clear if any TPLF leaders have surrendered. Pennsylvania's highest court on Saturday night threw out a lower court's order preventing the state from certifying dozens of contests on its November 3 election ballot. It was the latest lawsuit filed by Republicans attempting to thwart Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden's victory in the battleground state. VOA projects Biden to have won the presidential election, but the vote has not yet been certified by all U.S. states. You can keep up on that story and everything we're covering at our website, voanews.com. You can